Come and get it!
Do, folks. I'm Lloyd Perryman, one of the sons of the pioneers, and speaking for all the pioneers and the rest of the Lucky You gang, I want to wish you another great big Western welcome from the Lucky You to you. I don't know what's going on around the ranch here. Everybody is pussyfooting around busier than a forest full of beavers. Even our pretty schoolmarm, Betty Taylor, arrived early and then promptly disappeared in the direction of the cook shack. Well, anyway, I've got the Pioneers Corral for a moment at least, so we'd like to tell you in song about a beautiful Indian girl named Silverbell.
Your voice is ringing, my silver bell. Under your spell, I've come to tell you of a love I am bringing o'er hill and dell. Happy will dwell my silver bell.
Beneath the light of the bright starry night sat a lonely little Indian maid. No lover's sweet serenade has ever won me. As in a dream it would seem, down the stream daily rattling his tiny canoe, a chieftain longing to woo sang her this song.
Your voice is ringing my silver bell. Under your spell I've come to tell you of a love I am bringing o'er hill and dell. Happy will dwell my silver bell.
For many moons, many junes, many tunes woke the echoes of the still summer night. As down the stream gleaming bright, his boat went sailing. In his canoe, only two set to woo as they listened to the sigh of the breeze that seemed to sing in the trees this sweet refrain.
Your voice is ringing my silver bell. Under your spell, I've come to tell you of a love I am bringing o'er hill and dell. Happy will dwell my silver bell.
That's a mess of words all wrapped up there in one spot. Thank you very much.
I like that, Lloyd.
Well, Betty, say, I saw you disappearing toward the cook shack. What's going on around here today, anyway?
Why, nothing. Nothing that I know of, Lloyd. I just wanted to tell the cook something.
Oh. Well, say, Tommy was telling me that you bought a new dress, and he says it's the prettiest thing that he nearly ever saw.
Did he really and truly say that?
Cross my heart. Say, what does it look like, anyhow?
Well, it's blue.
Oh, I like that.
And it's got a full skirt. It's sort of a cocktail dress.
Oh, you mean like in Planter's Cocktail Salted Peanuts? That kind of a cocktail dress?
Thank you, Lloyd, and I think I know what Betty means. Her dress is called a cocktail dress because it's gay and festive looking. The kind of dress she'd wear on a special occasion, like a party or a date with Tommy. And Planter's Cocktail Salted Peanuts are a special kind of peanuts. The fine-tasting peanuts that always put everyone in a party mood. They're wonderful to pass around when the folks drop in to play canasta or watch television or to have a friendly chat. And, of course, the word Planter's means that the peanuts inside those blue and yellow cans are roasted and toasted and salted just right by a special Planter's process. And then they're vacuum sealed while they're oven hot to keep them roaster fresh right up until eating time. And don't forget that salted peanuts add nutrition and flavor to your favorite recipes, too. So stock up on a half dozen cans or more next time you shop. Remember, whether you buy them in 5-cent bags or half-pound vacuum cans, Planters is the word for good peanuts, peanut butter, and peanut oil.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And that, of course, was the famous Farr brothers, Hugh of the Flying Fiddle and Carl of the Galloping Guitar, putting a little bit of honey back into Honeysuckle Rose. Hey, what's going on around here today? You fellas are more mysterious than that picture show we saw the other night. And you too, Betty.
Oh, it's nothing, Lloyd. We're just talking.
Tommy?
What? It's nothing, Lloyd. Betty and I were only making small talk.
Well, Carl, you can't lie worth a darn. Now, out with it.
I'm sorry, Lloyd. I can't talk to you right now. I just remembered something I forgot.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this if it takes all day.
Don't worry, Lloyd. Old Lloyd. You'll find
Chug.
Out.
What? Shut up.
All right. Whatever you think, Fred.
Well, I can't worry about it now because I'm a-fixing to read today's gold deed letter.
That's a good idea, Lloyd. Is it the one from Pasco, Washington?
It sure is, Ken. It says, "Dear friends, I would like very much to tell you of my mother and stepfather. It wouldn't be proper to tell you about just one because they're so much alike. When I was in second grade and my sister in the third, the full responsibility of raising us was put upon my mother's shoulders. Mother had no home or money and was alone in a strange town. But with her determination and the help of God, she put my sister and me through school. You should have seen the joy in her eyes when we graduated from high school. Not until then did she remarry. Her husband, our stepfather, insisted on taking care of my sister and her son all the while her husband was in the service. He has grown daughters of his own, too. Mom and Dad are always helping someone. The two of them always make the Christmas presents for the 7 daughters and 10 grandchildren. Also, they make dolls and toys for orphanages. So you see, their goodness is not confined to their own children. Neither one has ever owned property, so don't you see, a gold deed would bring unbelievable joy to these two very deserving people. They're John and Beulah Bauman, 1117 East Columbia, Pasco, Washington. The letter is signed, a hopeful listener, Mrs. John Sampson, also of Pasco, Washington.
A fine letter, Lloyd, and surely a very deserving couple. It'll be our pleasure to award you a gold deed to an acre of Lucky You land for your many good deeds. We'd also like to send along to our gold deed winners a Sons of the Pioneers song salute. Today it's a Bob Nolan composition entitled Love Song of a Waterfall.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bob Nolan sure writes a fine song,
doesn't he? Yes, he does, Ken. And say, speaking of songwriters...
Did someone call me?
No, Shug. Back to your bull fiddle.
Well, I heard you say great songwriter. Well, after all, who else is there?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell Ken and the folks listening in. I had a call from Tim Spencer yesterday, and he's going to stop by and say hello to us on Friday of this week.
Oh, no fooling, Lord?
Yeah.
Gee, Tim has written some beautiful songs.
Oh, he sure has, Betty. Songs like Westward Ho, The Everlasting Hills of Oklahoma, Roses, Timber Trail.
Yeah, and don't forget his song that was on top of the hit parade for so long, Room Full of Roses.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sure going to hurry up here Friday. I wouldn't miss that for the world.
Well, fine, Betty, because we'll do as many of his great tunes as we can on Friday. And while we're still on the subjects of songs and songwriting, we've had a lot of requests for Tommy Doss to sing. How about it, Tommy?
Sure thing, Lloyd. How about Cindy Walker's tune, Plain Old Plain?
You just picked yourself a song, Tommy.
Yes.
For scenes that are fancy, maybe purple mountains above the sea. But I'm just a plain sort of feller, I reckon, 'cause the plain old plains, they just suit me. Now I've got my saddle, and I've got the cattle, and my old cow pony for company. So I'm just contented to stay on the prairie, 'cause the plain old plains, the place for me. I've been around, but yet I've never found a place where I had rather stay. So I guess my place is on the wide open spaces, reckon I'm just made that way. For I have traveled the four ways and back again, and there's been plenty for me to see. But I'm just a plain sort of feller, I reckon, 'cause the plain old plains, they just suit me. But yet I've never found a place where I had rather stay. So I guess my place is on the wide open spaces, reckon I'm just made that way. For I have traveled the four ways and back again, and there's been plenty for me to see. But I'm just a plain sort of feller, I reckon, 'cause the plain old plains, they just suit me.
That is fine. Thank you very much, Tommy Doss.
Hey, how about it? Shall we do it now?
Quiet, Shug. We'll wait until Lloyd has said hello to the servicemen.
Oh, I see. And it'll give us time to get things all set, huh?
Yeah.
What in the world are you two mumbling about?
Oh, it's nothing, Lloyd. Shug and I, Shug was just asking me if you were going to say hello to the servicemen who were sitting along the corral fence.
Yeah. Oh, well, sure am, Ken. I wouldn't miss doing that. In fact, I'm going over and say hello right now.
Well, that's a good idea, Lloyd. As soon as you get your mic and get up, set up down there, why, have right on it.
I'm in business right now. We have a fellow here. It's a sergeant in the Air Force. What's your name, Sergeant?
Jim Mabry.
Jim Mabry. Where's your home, Jim?
Seattle, Washington.
Well, it's awfully nice of you to come down. How long have you been in service?
Well, 9 years. I had 6 in the Navy in the last war.
No fooling. Well, my goodness.
in the Navy in the last war. Right. Well, it's sure we're all very proud of you. I think that was shown to proud of you. I think that was shown to proud of you. I think that was shown to here. It's awfully nice. Is this your wife with you, Jim?
Yes, sir. Huh?
What is your name, hon?
Randy.
Randy?
That's right.
Well, now, that's a cute little name for a cute little gal. We're glad to have you down, too. Thank you an awful lot. Come back to see us, will you?
Sure, sure will.
Good. Thank you very much. We have a fellow over here from the Army. What's your name, please?
Stephen August.
And where are you from, Stephen?
Ridgeby, Minnesota.
Hey. Oh, aren't you? What part of Minnesota?
Oh, I was reared in the southern part, Fairmont.
I see. Well, I'll bet George Putnam knows all about it.
Oh, sure. School, St. Paul, St. Thomas.
Oh,
yeah.
Right across the street from us.
Come down here, George. You ought to talk to this fellow. For goodness sake.
Hi there, man. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, Duluth.
George, sure. Have you ever spent Skarnesdag or Helsedent or Hammett up there?
From Duluth, yeah.
Have you ever done a Johann for Sniffing?
No.
Well, I did all of those, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Thank you an awful lot, Stephen, for coming down. Come back and see us, will you?
I shall.
Well, how long have you been in service?
Oh, my friends and neighbors killed me in 42.
In 42? They chose me along about that time, too. But have you been in uniform ever since then?
Yeah, I've been in Europe for 9 years.
I see, in Europe for 9 years.
Yeah, lucky.
Well, I certainly appreciate the folks. I can see that they feel as we all do about fellas that have been in service that long. Thanks an awful lot, fellas. Come back, will you?
Thank you, fellas, for stopping by, and thank you, Lloyd. Well, what do you say, gang? Now?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, wait, just a second. I forgot something.
What in the world is happening?
Okay, you all set now, Betty?
Yes. Here we go.
All right, all together now.
Golly, gang, I'd almost forgotten it was my birthday. Sure is nice, and the cake to boot, isn't that?
Well, congratulations, Lloyd. I baked the cake, and we can eat it right after the program.
Betty, I know it'll be the best cake that I've ever eaten.
Why, of course it'll be, Lloyd. Betty made it with Planters peanut oil. Congratulations, Lloyd.
Well, thank you, George, and golly, thanks to all of you. I don't know what to say.
Well, then, how about singing a song?
I sure will, if Betty will join in with me.
Well, any time, Lloyd. What do you want to sing?
Some sort of a nice ballad.
I'll Always Be in Love with You.
Well, this is kind of sudden. You sound perfect.
Sweetheart, if you should stray, I'll always be in love with you. And though you find more bliss in someone else's kiss, I'll always be in love with you. I can't do any more. Tried so hard to please,
but let me thank you for such tender memories.
I wish you happiness. As for me, sweetheart, I guess I'll always be in love with you. I can't do any more. I've tried so hard to please.
But let me thank you for such tender memories.
I wish you happiness. As for me, sweetheart, I guess I'll always be in love. With you.
thank you, too, Betty. Do you think I sound like I was a year older?
No, Lloyd. You sang just as good as you did yesterday.
Well, I'm sure glad to hear that. You know, I can't get over that surprise. Golly, that's just wonderful. And say, speaking of surprises, look who's coming up the path. It's Dink Swink and Al Crow. How are you, Dink?
Howdy, Ryan.
I know this is going to come as a great shock to you, Dink, but I'm Lloyd, remember?
I don't care. My Dink, I do, Italian. You're the feller that's up and having himself a birthday, ain't you?
That's right.
Well, congratulations, Ryan. You're looking mighty fitting.
Well, thank you, Dink.
I fetched you a little present I figured you might like. Here.
Why, Dink, you shouldn't have.
Oh, it ain't hardly nothing. I got it from the Watkins man. He was by last week. I figured you'd get some enjoys out of it.
Well, Dink, I can't think of anything nicer. Something that I've always wanted. A last year's calendar.
My jeans, I'm real proud I thought of it then. It was quite a tussle getting it, too.
Oh?
Had to buy 2 pounds of acidity. That picture's fetching, too, ain't it?
It's mighty fetching, Dink.
The Watkins man said that lady is fetching herself a drink from the spring.
Yeah, I can see that.
Funny thing, though, she's wearing the nightgown.
Dink, I think that's called a toga.
I don't care.
Say, can you stay for cake later? But Betty Taylor baked it herself.
Jinx, I reckon I can.
Well, good.
I ain't never seen so many parties in all my born days. This hearing will be the second one this year.
Really is something. What was the occasion for the last party that you was at?
Well, it was that time I went over to my uncle's place in Jensen Switch.
Yeah, Jensen Switch.
He's that Chandler dealer over there, you know.
Yes, you told us.
Yeah, he was, that is, we was all celebrating the anniversary of my Aunt Flutie's birthday.
Dink, you celebrate an anniversary or a birthday. They're two separate ideas entirely.
I reckon you don't know my Aunt Flutie, Freya.
No.
Well, we was celebrating the 15th anniversary of her 32nd birthday.
I'm going to have to start that myself.
Well, if you fellas are fixing to do some more picking and singing, I'll just set myself down and listen a spell.
Now, you just do that, Dink. As a matter of fact, we were going to do a song that we did in the picture called Wagon Master. It's entitled Wagons West.
My jeans, that figures. Start it up, will you?
Yeah, we will.
Rolling, 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 rolling,
Gosh, I'm really anxious to bite into my birthday cake, but not before we've heard a thought for the day. How about it, Hugh Foyer?
Well, sure thing, Lloyd. Today's thought was sent to us by a listener in Albuquerque, New Mexico. A Mr. Conley, and I think it fits the occasion very well. Mr. Conley says it's something that Charles Dickens wrote. I'll read it to you. Reflect on your present blessings, of which every man has many, and not on your past misfortunes, of which all men have some.
Well, Hugh, that's wonderful. Reflect on your present blessings, of which every man has many, not on your past misfortunes, of which all men have some. Yes, Hugh, I think a birthday is a very good time for a man to reflect on that thought. Thank you a lot. You know, friends, there's an old song which must be over 100 years old. It's called Little Old Sod Shanty on My Claim. It's been played and sung by many different groups down through the years, and while we still have a few minutes, I'd like very much to show you the Pioneers' version of Little Old Sod Shanty.
I'm looking rather seedy now while holding down my claim, and my bills are not always serving best. And the mice play shyly round me as I nestle down to rest in my little old sod shanty on my claim.
Oh, the hinges are of leather and the windows have no glass, while the board roof lets a howling blizzard in. And I hear the hungry coyote as he slinks up through the grass round that little old sod shanty on my claim.
That old clock really spun around on us today, but we're going to push our afternoon chores out of the way for just a few minutes and sample some of Betty's cake. Sure wish all of you could join us. So until tomorrow, this is George Putnam saying for the Sons of the Pioneers, Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and all the rest of our Lucky You Ranch, so long for now. Lucky you. Until tomorrow, be lucky you.
Keep rolling along.
America Sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
1 o'clock at KECA, AM and FM, Los Angeles.